Blog Talk Radio. Well, well, it's Monday. We made it through the weekend. God bless you. This is Sister Faye, and it's Monday, July the 17th, 2021. Amen. We made it through the week, and we're starting off blessed, happy, and walking in the Spirit. Amen. Amen. I want to give a special shout out to my sister in Cleveland, Ohio, Denise Giss. Keep your faith, keep your strength, and stay in the Word of God. I know this is a tough time for you right now, and I'm praying for you, sister, and I love you. Praying for Sister Shirley Willis. Honey, you're always in my heart and thoughts. Elder Ronnie, you're in my heart always. Mm. And Sister Ayana, God bless you. For all those that are listening to the broadcast, I bless you guys and pray that God be with you always. COVID is seen to be coming back in certain states. This deviant COVID, please, I'm asking you to please, please be careful. Amen. Amen. My word for today is a word to the lame. Coming from the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 19. And it says, I will save the lame. Amen. Amen. Now, there are plenty of people who are lame in their spirit. They are on the right road and exceedingly anxious to run in it with diligence. But they are lame and make a sorry walk of it. On the heavenly road, there are many cripples. The Lord can never make good soldiers of people like this. Yet, he will save us. In saving us, he will greatly glorify himself. Everybody will ask, how came this lame person to run the race and win the crown? And then praise will be given to the Almighty. Lord, though I halt in faith, in prayer and praise, in service and in patience, save me. Lord, gather up by your grace the slowest of your pilgrims, even me. He has said that it shall be so. Therefore, like Jacob prevailing in prayer, I go forward through my sin. Be shrunk. That is my word for the day, the word to the lame. You better tighten up, because God don't want no lame folks. And even if you are lame, you can come to the Word of God and turn it around. As in the prayer, you know, he said that it shall be so. Just like Jacob was prevailing in prayer, you can too. So don't be a lame. God bless you, and may God keep walking in your perfect peace. Amen. Amen. God love you. God bless you. And God is my witness. He sustains my soul. Let it be. Let it be God's grace is sufficient for me. Have a blessed day. I have another word of wisdom on Wednesday. God bless you. Keep walking in the faith. Tell somebody about the good word. Amen. Amen.